Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
We are now starting Be'ezus Hashem, the Gemara Naf Gimel Amud Aleph, which begins with the Gemara before, on Naf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara asks the following kasha on our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we learned Mashkin Beis Hashachem B'moed B'Shvias. There's a heter to Mashkin Beis Hashachem, both on Chol Moed and on Shvias. On that, the Gemara asks, what is the heter to Mashke Beis Hashachem B'Shvias? B'Shom Moed Mishim Techo, who will mockim say the Shor Rabbanon, El Shvias, Bein Oman Damer Mishim Zareya, Ubein Oman Damer Mishim Chirish, Zriya V'Charisha B'Shvias Mishari. What is the heter to Mashke Beis Hashachem B'Shvias? Well, here, there is no heter of Pseida as far as Shvias is concerned. On that, the Gemara says, Omer Abaye B'Shvias B'Zman Hazeh. Our Mishnah is referring to Shvias Bizman Hazev Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Oimer Vized Vara Shmita Shomait B'shtei Shmita Sakasav Medaber Acha Shmitas Karka V'acha Shmitas Ksafim. Rebbe Shita Shmitas Karka Bizman Hazez Drabonon. And since Shmitas Karka Bizman Hazez Drabonon, therefore there is a heter to Mashke Beis Hashochim. Now to understand the drasha of Rebbe, and that Rebbe holds that Shmitas Karkois Bizman Hazez Drabanan, we find a few Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi and Gittin, Daf Amud Vav Amud Aleph, and so too we see in Rashi Bayas, explain the Drasha Rebbe as follows. The Pasuk says, V'zed Var HaShmitah Shomait, and the Gemara explains, B'shtei Shmitas HaKasim Medaber. And as Rashi and Gittin explains, the two Shmitas that the Pasuk is referring to, one is Shmitas Karkois on Shmitah, the second one is Shmitas Ksafim. And therefore Rebbe says that just like there is no Shmitas Karkois Bizman Hazeh, so too there is no Din Shmitas Ksafim Bizman Hazeh. And that the Rebbe holds there is no Din Shmitas Karkois Bizman Hazeh, Rashi and Gittin explains based on that, that it is Batla Kedushas Haaretz. That after the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha there itself was Batla. And since the Kedusha there itself was Batla, therefore, there is no longer a din of Shmitas Karkois Minatera. Because in order for one to have Shmitas Karkois Minatera, one needs that the Karka Veritzal should remain B'Kdushasa. That is the Shita of Rebbe. On the other hand, Rabbanan who argue on Rebbe, and as Rashi explains, Rabbanan hold that Shmitas Karkois Bizman Hazeh is the Reisa, that is based on that, the Rabbanan understand that the Kedusha of Veritzal remains even after Churban Bayesheni. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael remains forever. And so it's we find in the Gemara and Yevamah Staff, Pei Beis Haman Aleph and Pei Beis Haman Beis, Machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan as far as Kedusha Shnia is concerned. Kedusha Shnia, which is referred to as Kedushas Ezra. When Ezra returned at the time of Binyan Bayesheni, they were Makadesh Eretz Yisrael. Did that Kedusha remain even after Bayesheni was Nachrav, even after Churban HaBayis, or do we say no? That the Kedusha was only as long as Bayesheni was Bevinyana. After Bayesheni was Nachrav, there was no longer any Kedusha. And the Gemara Nivamis explains that that is a machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan. And according to Rashi, that is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbanan as well. Rabbi holds that Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel Shaita V'loi Kitchel Asadlovei, and therefore, after Churban HaBayis, there is no longer any Kedusha, and for that reason, Shmitas Karkois, according to Rebbe, is only Mitrabanan. Rabbanan, on the other hand, argue, and Rabbanan understand that Kedusha Shnia, the Kedusha of Ezra, was Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asadlovei, that Kedusha remains even after Churban HaBayis. And for that reason, since the Kedusha remained even after Churban HaBayis, Shmitas Karkois Bizman Hazeh is Dereisa. That is the Shita of Rashi. Tosfos and Gittin, on the Fama Vav Min Aleph, Rishayim Ben Otam, and so do we find in the other Rishayim, for example, the Rashba and Ramban and Gittin, explain the Drasha of Rebbe differently. They explain the Drasha of Rebbe as follows. That Rebbe sees in the Pasuk, B'shtei Shmitas HaKasim Medaber, Acha Shmitas Karkois, V'acha Shmitas Ksafim, the Shmitas Karkois the Rebbe is referring to is not the Shmitas Karkois that takes place every Shmitah, but rather Rebbe is referring to the Shmitas Karkois of Yoivo, which means that Karkois or Chizrei Sabalein, that the karkoyos return to their original owners, that is the shmitas karkoyos that our Gemara is referring to. And the Gemara means as follows: Rabbi Darshins b'shtei shmitas hakos medaber acha shmitas karkoyos, which again means the shmitas karkoyos by Yevo, the acha shmitas ksafim, which refers to the shmitas ksafim every single shmita, just like Yevo, is only bizman shekol yishvel aleh. Yevo has a special halacha. In order for one to have Yevo, one needs a special condition of kol yishvel aleh, which according to Penatam and Tyson Gittin from Vavim and Aleph means that you need part of each Shevet v'Shevet in Eretz Yisrael, and only then is Yevil Naik. If one does not have that each Shevet v'Shevet is represented by at least Mikzas HaShevet in Eretz Yisrael, it is not called Kol Yishvel Aleh, and therefore there is no Yevil. Or according to Ramban and Rashba, Kol Yishvel Aleh means that you need to have actually roiv of kol shevet v'shevet, the majority of each shevet, in order to be considered kol yishvel aleh. Only then is yevil naik. And therefore the Gemara means to say as follows, that as long as one does not have kol yishvel aleh, there is no shmitas karkoyes, meaning that there is no din of yevil, so too there is no halacha of shmitas ksafim. That it was not kol yishvel aleh, according to Rabbi Natam, is referring to after the Churban of Bayis Sheni. As long as Bayis Sheni was Bevinyana, it was Kol Yishvel Aleh, because each Shevet was represented by at least Miktas HaShevet, Bizman Bayis Sheni. According to the other Rishenim, even Bizman Bayis Sheni, one did not have Kol Yishvel Aleh, because again, one did not have Reiv Kol Shevet for Shevet, and therefore, even as long as the Beis HaMiktas was Kayim, there was no Halacha of Yevil, and so too there is no Halacha of Shemitas Ksafim and Atzeirah, even as long as Bayis Sheni was Kayim. The obvious question is, if so, where did our Gemara see in Rebbe that Shmitas Karkoyos is Drabanan? Shmitas Karkoyos of Shmita is Drabanan. All you see in Rebbe's Drasha is either Yevo or Shmitas Ksafim. But where did Rebbe talk about Shmitas Karkoyos? And in the Kesef Mishnah we find, the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Dawad Avachach of Tes Meocha Shmita V'Yevil says that according to the Rambam, who explains that Shmitas Ksafim is Manazaz Drabonon, is based on the fact that Shmitas Ksafim is dependent, is totally in the Chiyuv Yevil, and Shmitas Ksafim is only Noeg as long as Yevil is Noeg. The Rambam Shita, according to the Kesef Mishnah, is that Shmitas Karkoyis Bizman Hazeh is Menatzeira. And so too we find in the Ravid, in Perak Aleph, Melch Shmita, V'yevo, Halachi, Yid Aleph, as Mari Korkas brings down, B'shem the Bali Yitzar, that hold that Shmitas, Karkoyes, Bizman, Hazeh, is Menatzeira. So to explain that our Gemara sees in Rebbe, according to the Pshat of the Rishenim, that Shmitas Karkoyes is Medrabanan, we find in the Mari Korkas and Perek Yod, Milcha Shmita Vieva Halacha Aleph, and in the Beis HaLevi and Chelo Gimel Saman Aleph, that explain as follows. That really the Gemara's Drasha is referring to Shmitas Ksafim. The Gemara learns that from Yevil to Shmitas Ksafim. But as Mari Korkas and Beis HaLevi explain, there is a klal called Ein Shmita Lechatzoyen. We do not split Shemitah in half. And if we say that Shemitah's Ksafim is Manazaz Drabonon, so too Shemitah's Karkoyis is Manazaz Drabonon based on the fact that one does not divide up Shemitah. And if Shemitah, in regards to Shemitah's Ksafim, is only Drabonon, so too Shemitah's Karkoyis is only Drabonon. The Beis HaLevi asks the following kasha. If that is true, that there is a rule called Ein Shmita L'Chatzon, that we did not divide up Shmita, and whatever the halacha of Shmita's Ksafim is, so too is the halacha of Shmita's Karkoyes, and vice versa. Why did the Gemara in Gittin, that from Vav Med Aleph, need to bring Rebbe to prove that Shmita's Ksafim is Manazez Drabonon? Why didn't the Gemara say that according to the Tana that holds that Kedusha Shnias Kitcho Shait of Loi Kitcho Asadlovei, and for that reason, Shemitas Karkoyis Bizmanes as the only Medrabanan, based on the fact that there is no Kedushas Karka Eretz Yisrael Menatayra Bizmanazah, according to that Mandomer, Just like Shemitah's Kakoyis Bizmanazem is Midrabanan, so too Shemitah's Ksafim Bizmanazem is also Midrabanan, based on the rule of Ein Shemitah Chatzoin, that we cannot divide up Shemitah. And if Shemitah's Kakoyis is Midrabanan, so too Shemitah's Ksafim is Midrabanan as well. So why did the Gemara in Gittin need Rebbe? And bring Rebbe as the Manda Omer that holds Shemitah's Ksafim Bizmanazem is Midrabanan? Any Manda Omer, any Tana that holds that Kedusha Shnias, Kitcho Shaita, Voi Kitcho Sadovi, should also hold that Shemitah's Ksafim is Manazez only Midrabanan. To answer the Beis Halevi's Kash of Chira, one can say as follows. That even though there is a rule called Ein Shemitah Lachatzon, we do not divide up Shemitah, that is only if there is no Chiyov Shemitah's Ksafim whatsoever. For example, after Rebbe learns that from Yevil to Shemitah's Ksafim that there is no Chiyuv Shemitah's Ksafim is Manazah, we'll say, Ein Shemitah Chatzon, and just like there's no Shemitah's Ksafim is Manazah Menatzeria, so too there's no Halacha of Shemitah's Karkois is Manazah Menatzeria either. But, according to the Tana that holds, Kedusha Shnias Kitcho Shaita Vloi Kitcho Sadlovei, and for that reason, Shemitah's Karkois is Manazah is only Midrabanan, that does not mean to say that there is no Chiyuv Shemitah is Manazah. The Chiyuv Shmita Bizman Hazeh is the same Chiyuv Shmita that one had Bizman Abayas. That Shmita's Karkois Bizman Hazeh is only Midrabanan is based on the fact that there is no Karka which one has a din to be Mishamit. Because again, the din of Shmita's Karkois was said on Karka that has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But since, as far as the Chiyuv Shmita is concerned, the Chiyuv Shmita is the same Chiyuv Bezman Hazeh as it was Bezman Abayis, we will not say Ein Shmita Ochatzoin, based on the fact that it is not considered Ochatzoin, because one has a Chiyuv Shmita's Karka, just it happens to be that he does not have Karka. On the other hand, after Rebbe's Drasha, there is no Chiyuv Shmita's Ksafim, and therefore if we would have Shmita's Karkois without Shmita's Ksafim, that would be considered Ochatzoin. That is a chayra, how one can answer the Beis Halevi's Kasha. But now, let us ask the Beis Halevi's Kasha on our Gemara. Why did our Gemara need to bring Rebbe as the man da Omer that holds Shemitah's Karkois with Manazez only Midrabanan? Why didn't the Gemara bring the man da Omer that holds Kedusha Shnias Kitcho Shaitavoy Kitcho Sadlovai as the man da Omer that holds Shemitah's Karkois with Manazez Midrabanan? If one holds that Kedushas Ezra was bottled after Churban Abayis, obviously there is no Chiyuv Shmitas Karkois Bizman Hazeh, and the Chiyuv Shmitas Karkois Bizman Hazeh can only be Midrabanan. That is the Kasha that Beis Halevi asks, and so do we find in the Shas Tshuva Shelas David in his Kuntras on Shvius. To answer this Kasha, Ochre, one can say as follows, that according to the Manda Omer that holds Kedusha Shnias Kitcho Shait Avoy Kitcho Sadlavai, that Shemitah's Karkois Bizman Hazeh is Midrabanan is different than the Shemitah's Karkois Bizman Hazeh Midrabanan according to Rebbe. According to them, and Omer, that there is no Shemitah's Karkois Midrabanan is again, because it happens to be the one does not have Karka that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was Batzel after Churban Abayis. But as far as the Chiyuv Shemitah is concerned, the Chiyuv Shemitah is the same Chiyuv after Churban Abayis, as before Churban Abayis. Just it happens to be that one is missing Karka B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But once Rabbanan came along, and Rabbanan created Kedushas Eretz Yisrael on Karka even after the Churban Abayis, now one has Karka B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and therefore one is Mechuyev B'Shemitas Karkois, because again, now one has Karka B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even though the Kedusha happens to be only Midrabanan, but still, all Rabbanan did was create the Kedusha, but the Chiyuv Shmita is the regular Chiyuv Shmita Menatzeira. On the other hand, according to Rebbe, that understands that Shmita's Karkois Bizmanazem Midrabanan is based on the fact that Ein Shmita L'Chatzayin, and just like there's no Shmita's Ksafim, so too there's no Shmita's Karkois, that there is a din of Shemitah's Karkois Midrabanan is based on the fact that Rabbanan were mechadesh a new Chiyuv Shemitah. Rabbanan came along were mechayev a Chiyuv Shemitah Midrabanan, which has nothing to do with the Chiyuv Shemitah Menatzeira. As far as the Chiyuv Shemitah Deraisa is concerned, we say, Ein Shemitah Chatzayin. Rabbanan were mechadesh a new Chiyuv Shemitah, which is Kol Kuei Medrabanan. And therefore one can say that our Gemara needed Rebbe, because only like Rebbe do we have the Kua of our Mishnah of Mashkim Beis HaShochem B'Shvias based on Pseida. Only according to Rebbe is there a heter of Pseida. Because again, according to Rebbe, since we are referring to a Chiyuv, which is Kol Kuei, which is completely a Chiyuv, a new Chiyuv Drabanan, therefore we have a Kua B'Mokim Pseida. On the other hand, according to the Manda Omer that understands Shmitas Kakoris Bizmanazam Drabonon based on the fact that Kedusha Shniyah is like Kitcho Asad Lavei, that Chiv Shmita is not a completely new Chiv Medrabonon, but rather that Chiv Shmita is really an extension of the Chiv Deraisa. And for that reason, since the Chiv Shmita is an extension of the Chiv Deraisa, we will not have the Kua of our Mishnah B'mokim Pseida Shoru. That is how one can answer the Kasha of the Beis HaLevi and the Shelas David. Now let's go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mashkin Beis HaShochem Moir B'Shvias, Beimi Mayin Shiyatza B'Tchila, Beimi Mayin Shilo Yatza B'Tchila, Avalei Mashkin Loi Mimei HaKshamim V'Loi Mimei HaKilein. As far as that our Mishnah says, Mashkin B'Shvias, Beimi Mayin Shiyatza B'Tchila, Beimi Mayin Shilo Yatza B'Tchila, we find the Machlekes HaRishenim. The Rav. And so too we find in the Ritva B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim explain that as far as Shvius is concerned, there is no difference between Beis HaShvachin and Beis HaBal. There is a heter to Mashke B'Shvius, even Beis HaBal. Only as far as Chol Moed is concerned, do we differentiate between Beis HaShvachin and Beis HaBal. As far as Shvius is concerned, there is a heter both by Beis HaShvachin and by Beis HaBal. The Ritva and the Mi'iri on the other end argue, and they explain that the one is allowed to mashke b'shvius is only Beis HaShochen. There is no heter Beis HaBal. Now to explain the shita of the Rav, and the Yesh Mefarshim and the Ritva that understand that there is a heter to mashke b'shvius even Beis HaBal, b'chir the explanation is based on that we said in the previous year, b'shitas Rashi and the Ravid, that the Rashi and the Ravid both hold that a loss of a revach is also considered a hefsid. If one has an opportunity to be marviach, and he is not marviach, that also constitutes a hefsid. And for that reason, Beis HaBal, not being mashke Beis HaBal, is also considered a hefsid, because had he been mashke the Beis HaBal, he would have gained by being mashke the Beis HaBal. And therefore, by not being mashke the Beis HaBal, he's losing out on the revach that he could possibly have had. And therefore, it is considered a davar ha'ovid. That we say, that by Chol Moed you're only allowed to mashke Beis HaShochem is only because we have to take into account the tercha relative to the hefsid. And dependent on how much hefsid he has, that's how much tercha we're matter. But that is only as far as Chol Moed is concerned. But in Chol Moed there is an iser tercha. On the other hand, as far as Shvius is concerned, the Rav and the Yesh Mefarshim understand that there is no iser tercha whatsoever. It is all dependent if there's a hefsid or not. And for that reason, one is allowed to mashke b'shvius, even a Beis HaBal, because again, tercha is irrelevant. And since there is a hefsid, and it is considered davar ovid, even a Beis HaBal is considered davar ovid, therefore there is a heter to mashke b'shvius, even a Beis HaBal. That the Rishonim argue on the Rav and the Yesh Mefarshim could be for one of two reasons. Either because they understand that Beis HaBal is not considered a hefsid, that the loss of revach is not considered a hefsid, and therefore there is no heter to mashke Beis HaBal b'shvius based on the fact that there is no hefsid here to allow someone to be over the issur d'rabbanan of being mashke on shvius. That is one reason why one could possibly be chilek on the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rav. Another reason why one could possibly be chilek on the Rav and Yesh Mefarshim is based on that we'll see in the Ritva and Rashi. That the Ritva and Rashi understand that Shvius is also Tircha related. In other words, not only by Chol Moed do we say that one has to take the Tircha into account, but even by Shvius we have to take the Tircha into account. And we have to look at the Hefsid relative to the Tircha. And therefore, to mashke b'shvius a Beis HaBal, even though there is a hefsid, but again, since we are looking at the hefsid relative to the tercha, the hefsed of Beis Habal is not a big enough of a hefsed to matter the tircha b'mashke b'shvias. And for that reason, only Beis HaShochem are we matter, because Beis HaShochem, again, is hefsede merubo, which is matter a bigger tircha. As we said, there is a tremendous machoikis harishenim. If by shvias, do we look at the tircha as a tircha relevant or not? As far as the next part of the Mishnah, we find the machoikis harishenim, is that referring to shvias or only referring to Chol HaMoed? The Meiri says that Avoy Mashkin Loy Me'ak Shamim Loy Me'ak Hilein is only referring to Chol HaMoed. Because again, since a Mashkin Loy Me'ak Shamim Loy Me'ak Hilein is based on Tercha, the Meiri understands that only on Chol HaMoed are we worried about Tercha. On the other hand, on Shvias, that Tercha has no relevance, therefore one will be allowed to be Mashkin Me'ak Shamim and Me'ak Hilein as well. The Ritva, on the other hand, argues. And the Ritva says, V'asru gam kein bedover ha'ave dover shal teirach. Chazal asered on Shvias, even bedover ha'ave dover shal teirach, as Ritva says, asuhu kein chayle shomayid. They made Shvias as if Shvias is like Chol HaMoed. And for that reason, one is not allowed to be mashke, roi mimeyak shamim, roi mimeyak hilon, even on Shvias, based on the tircha that is involved. And so too we find in Rashi and Lef Kimom and Aleph, B'dibra Maschalei Kashkesh Tachas HaZeisim Voye Oder, Rashi asks, following Stira, Vim Tikshi, Ha'aser Ider Le'el, how can you say over here there's a heter to be ma'ader, before we said that there's an iser to be ma'ader? Rashi answers, Katar Tzikamon Bu'ugiyes Ha'bachadati V'ha'ba'atiki V'huadin Le'ider, that there's a difference between Chadati and Atiki. Rashi is quoting the Gemara Vayter and Avtaon on the base, that the Gemara differentiates between Chadati and Atiki. The Chadati or Aser, and Atiki or Mutter, based on the fact that there is more Tircha involved by new ones than there is by old ones. By old ones, there is less Tircha involved, and therefore it is Mutter. And from that, the Rashi brings the Gemara and Avtaon on the base, which is referring to Chol HaMoed, as a raya to our halacha of either that there is a heter to ma'ader batiki based on the fact that there is less tercha involved and there is an iser to be oider b'chadati based on the fact that there is more tercha involved. One sees clearly the Rashi understands that tercha plays a role in shvias as well. But that does not mean to say that there is an iser of tercha in shvias. There is no iser to do things that involve tercha in shvias. What that means to say is that Ritva and Rashi both understands that if one has a malacha that involves tercha, a malacha that involves tercha is more chomer than a malacha that does not involve tercha. But it is not completely like Chol HaMoed that has an iser of tercha, there's an iser to be tereach b'moed. But rather on Shvias, the halacha is that a malacha sheyesh ba tercha is more chomer than a malacha that does not involve tercha. Now let's go on to the next gemara. The gemara says, Rava Omar Fiotim Rabbanon, Aves Asar Achmana, Toldes Le Asar Achmana. Only Aves, Rasam Natsaria, Toldes, or only Asar Madrabbanon. As the gemara proves, the chsiv, Uvashana, Ashvias, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yil, Arat, Sad, Cholis, Hizra. Mechdi's mir b'chazriya v'tzir b'chalktzira. My hochasak hasfinu rachmano meimra dahani toldeis mechayev. Achronis only mechayev. Only on these toldeis you chayev. You're not chayev on any other toldeis. In our Gemara one sees that zmira and b'tzira both consider toldeis. They're not considered the av malach itself, but rather they're considered toldeis. Zmira is considered toldeis zriya, and b'tzira is considered tolda of Ktsira. Degwaital Malchasireya a space, and so too we find in the Sefer Tetzaris Chaim Semilches, asked the following Kasha. We find that the Rambam in Hocha Shabbos says that Beitzer is an Av just like Kaitzer. Just like Kaitzer is an Av, so too Beitzer is an Av. Degwaital and Tetzaris Chaim both ask the Alcher the Rambam. Is shver from our Gemara. In our Gemara we see clearly that Betzira is only a tolda. And so too the Goytal asks that the Rambam Perek Zayin Melech Shabbos Halacha Gimel and Daled explains that Zaymer is an Av K'moy Zeraya. In our Gemara we see that Zaymer is only a tolda of Zeraya. To answer this kasha, we find that the Nezer says the following teretz, that there is a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Shvius. On Shabbos, that there is a halacha of Melaches Machshavas. Melaches Machshavas teaches us that Machshava plays an integral role of the Melacha. And as long as the goal of the Melacha is the same goal, they are considered the same Melacha. And for that reason, Beitzer and Kaitzer are both considered an Av, because again, the goal of Beitzer and the goal of Kaitzer is the same. And so too as far as Zomer and Zriya. Since the goal of Zomer is in order to make the tree grow better, therefore Zomer is considered an Av just like Zriya. But again, that is only by Shabbos that there is a Lacha Melachas Machshavas, that we look at the goal. On the other hand, by Shvius, that there is no Lacha Melachas Machshavas, therefore we look at the actual action that one is doing. And therefore we say that Zmira is a Tolda of Zriya, and Betzira is a Tolda of Ktzira. Because again, even though the goal is the same, but the action that one is doing is different. And therefore we do not consider them both Avs, but rather we say that one is a Tolda and the other one is an Av. That is the teretz of the Avnei Nezer. The Tzitzis Chaim, on the other hand, and so too we find that in the Avnei Nezer, in Simon Kuf Tesvav, answer this kasha with a different teretz. The answer to the kasha is saying as follows, that there is a difference between Shabbos and Shvius. By Shabbos, the deciding factor if something is considered an Av is based on the Mishkan. Any Melacha that is found in the Mishkan is considered an Av. Shvius, on the other hand, is not dependent upon the Mishkan. And therefore, by Shabbos, which is dependent upon the Mishkan, we say that any Melacha that is similar to the Melacha that was nasa by Mishkan is as if that Melacha itself was found in the Mishkan, and therefore it is considered an Av. On the other hand, by Shvius, which is dependent upon whatever is Mefurish Bekra, for that reason only Zriya and Ktzira are considered Aves, everything else are considered Toldes. The Ritva goes on to say that our Gemara refers to Zmira and Betzira as Toldes is only before the Pasek. But once they are Mefurish Bekra, they are Aves just like Zriya and Ktzira. The Tetzaris Chaim takes the Ritva a step further. That based on that the Ritva says that after the Pasek, Zmira and Betzira are considered Avish, just like Zriya and Ktzira, that itself is the Makar of the Rambam. That the Rambam says that Zmira and Betzira are considered Avish, just like Zriya and Ktzira, is after our Pasek. And we went out Shabbos from Shvius, that just like on Shvius, Zmira and Betzira are considered Avish, so too as far as Shabbos, they are considered Avish as well. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the following braisa, that Tanya Sot Choliseze V'Charmecho Loisizmar Ein Li Ela Zihua V'Zimar Minayin L'Nicho Sholu Idur Kisulach. How do we know that Nicho, Shidur, and Kisulach are also Aser? Tamun Loimar Sot Choloi Karmecho Loi Loi Komoch Shibesotcha V'Loi Komoloch Shibesotcha. And the Gemara goes on to remark about other things, that other Molochas are also Aser B'Shvias, which the Gemara ends off by saying that any melacha that is miuchedes, which is avoda shebesada v'shebekerem, avkol sheavoda shebesada shebekerem, any avoda which is an avoda besada v'kerem, are asurim b'shvius. Now to understand the Gemara's drasha, avkol sheavoda shebesada shebekerem, are asurim b'shvius, we find a tremendous machlokes harishonim. Rashi and Tesis both explain the Gemara's drasha as follows, that any avoda which is done both Basada, Uvakerem, are Asurim. And all the previously mentioned Avedes were done both Basada, Uvakerem. As Tosa says, Afilu Sheish Mianchein Atanig and Kain, even though there are some of the Malachas that were previously mentioned that nowadays are not done both Basada, Uvakerem, Yishoim Reshem Reklaiman Ayu Aisenkach, Rugiwan Wasaisen Basada, Uvakerem. But again, Rashi and Tosa both understand the Drasha, that the Drasha is teaching us that any Aveda which is used both for Sada and Kerem are Asurim B'Shvius. The Ritva and the Ran, on the other hand, explain the Drasha differently. The Ritva explains the Drasha as follows. Mazriya miuchedes pira she'avoida regila utzricha la'sadeh se'lashpiach. The Ritva explains that we learn out from Zriya, that just like Zriya is Asurim B'Shvius, and what's special about Zriya is that that Zriya is an Aveda which is usually done in a Sada, and is necessary for the Sada to be Mashpiach the Sada, so to anything else, which is considered an Aveda Regilo, Tzricha L'Asadeis L'Ashpiach, is also Aser Bashvias. And therefore the Ritva Shitase goes on to explain that we find later on in the Gemara, that there's a heter of kishkosh bashvias is mutter if the purpose of the kishkosh is stume pili. As Gemara explains, is not lavruya ilon, it's not to make the ilon better, it's just to keep the ilon the way it is. The Ritva explains the reason why it is mutter is again, because the only malachas that are asurim are malachas that are similar to Zriya, which again is Lashpiach. On the other hand, Wokmi Ilana, Stumi Pili Wokmi Ilana, which the purpose is just to keep the Ilan the way it is not included in the Klal of Dumya Dizriya. For that reason, it is Mutter. And so too, we find in Taisis Mavabasra that Payim Abase, that Taisis Mavabasra explains the Heter of Wokmi Ilana is based on the fact that the only Melachas that are Asurim are Melachas Lashpiach, again, based on the Ritva, that one needs Dumi Dizriya. Rashi, on the other hand, that explains the Drasha, that whatever Avoida is used, both Basadu Vakarim is Aser, Rashi explains the Heter of Avruya Ilana differently. Rashi explains the Heter of Avruya Ilana is based on that there is a Hefsid, and based on the fact one has a Hefsid, that is why it is mutter. Had there not been a hefsid, even if the malacha is not being mishabeach the ilan, it would still be aser as long as it's naveda shabasadeh v'shabakerem. In the Mikdash David, in Siman Tes, and so too we find in the Sefer Derech Emunah, in Hochashmita v'yevo perakalaf lochei in the Bir Halacha, the following diik in the Rambam. Rambam brings down Nalacha Zayin. If his purpose of being Makashkish is in order to be Meshabeach the Ilan, then it is Aser. If he's doing it to be Seisim, which is based on our Gemara, that there is a Heter of Stumei Pili. Rambam goes on to bring down the Halacha of our Mishnah, Mashkin Beis Hashrochem Bashvias. The Rambam then says in Halacha Yod, Mahi Tiru Kolela. What is the heter to mashke mayim of Beis Hashvachim? The Rambam says, "Mo yashke tase haaretz melecha v'yomos kaleit sheba." Because if you will not be mashke, the sod of Beis Hashvachim, all the eitzim will be mace. And the Rambam goes on to say, "V'hoyo v'isra advarim eil keitz v'mdivreim." Since the whole isra is only midrabanon, why gazru al elu shein aser menatzira? They were not gazer on the isra being mashke, since the whole isra is only in isra midrabanon. Chaim is medayik that from that the Rambam only explains the heter being mashke beis hashvachim based on the fact that the only iser is nesed rabbanon, and the Rambam did not go and explain the heter of halacha zayin to mekashkish lo'ukmi ilana based on the fact that the only iser is nesed rabbanon. One sees that the heter of being mekashkish lo'ukmi ilana is not based on the hefsid. The heter is because he's doing it only lokmi ilana. And since he's only doing it lokmi ilana, it is not considered a malacha. And that is the reason why it is mutter. On the other hand, by mashkin beis hashvachim, even though there is hefsid involved, but by any time that he's mashkin beis hashvachim, there is shvach involved as well. In other words, when he's being mashkin beis hashvachim, he's saving the beis hashvachim, he's saving the trees from being mace. But on the other hand, by being mashke beis hashvachim, he's being mashpiach, the sada beis hashvachim. And for that reason, there is no heter lokmi ilana, because the heter lokmi ilana, again, is based on the fact that the only thing that he's doing is oikem ilana. He's just keeping the ilan as is. He's not being mishabeach, the ilan at all. On the other hand, by mashke beis hashvachim, that there are two things involved. He's saving the Beis HaShochem from Hefsid, but on the other hand, he's being Meshabech, the Beis HaShochem as well. Over there, the Heter is based on Hefsid. And that's Tama Hefsid. It has to be a Hefsid, as the Rambam explains, Sheyomusu Kol Ho'ilanis. Such a Hefsid, and only by such a Hefsid, is there a Heter. A Hefsid of a Kishkosh, would not be enough to be matir, and therefore the only heter is based on the fact that it is not considered a malacha at all, since all he's doing is ro'ok mi'ilona. That is how B'chaim Kanievsky and the Mikdash David explain Meshitas HaRambam. Now let's go back to our Gemara. The Gemara says that there is an Isser to be Ma'ashin Bashvias. Rashi explains, and so we find in the Rash and the Rosh in Perk Beis of Shvias Mishnah Beis, that the purpose of being Ma'ashin the Ilan is Lahames Hatiwam Hagdeim, by to kill the worms that grow in the Ilan. The obvious question is, that what is the Isser to be Ma'ashin Bashvias? Ochira, being ma'ashin, is like any okmi ilana, and therefore to be mutter even during shvias itself. Just like kishkosh, which is mutter, if the purpose of kishkosh is only to keep the ilan as is, not to be meshabeach the ilan. This is the kasha that the Teisa Rosh and the Teisa Anshei Shem in Perek Beis of Shvias Mishnah Dawud ask. To answer this kasha, we find in the Sefer Beis Vedvaz Perek Aleph of Katan Hay that it answers the kasha as follows. That we say will ukmi ilan is mutter is only if one is saving the ilan from a hefsid that's not a natural hefsid. But if one is saving an ilan from a hefsid, that the natural course of events is that the ilan usually has such a hefsid, that is not called ukmi ilan. On the other hand, that's called revuya ilana. That is a teretz of the base of the vaz, which is based on a teferis yisroel, perik base, ois chav zayin. As the Tiferes Sol says, the chol shema'akev hezek, shabacholos hateva, havele kavruye ilana ve'aser. Bochira, if one looks carefully at our Gemara, one can answer the kasha in a different way. Our Gemara explains that there is a heter of kishkosh is based on that it is only lo'ok mi'ilana. It is only to keep the ilan as is, it is not to make the ilan any better. But the Gemara bases it on a drasha that kishkosh is not avoida shavasodeh v'shavakarem, which again, according to Rashi and Tesis, means that the only malachas that are asur are only malachas that are found both basodeh and vakarem. Kishkosh, on the other hand, the Gemara explains, is not found basodeh v'akarem. So from the Gemara, one sees that kishkosh is only welcome ilana itself will not be enough to matter. The heter is based on the fact that the malachas kishkosh is not done both basada vakarim, and for that reason the iser kishkosh is more kal than all other malachas that are done both basada vakarim. And since the iser kishkosh is more kal, for that reason we are mater kishkosh hukmi lana. On the other hand, any malacha which is both basada vakarim, those malachas are more chamer, and for that reason even if one would have a hukmi lana, it would still be aser. Therefore ishon, which is a malacha, as the Gemara explains, which is found both by Sada Vakarim, therefore there is no heter v'ukmi ilana, based on the fact that the Isser Ishun is more of a chomer dike Isser, as it is found by Sada Uvakarim. According to this pshat, one has to explain that there is a heter to Yumashkin Beis HaShochim is not the same heter as you find in the Gemara v'ukmi ilana, even according to Rashi. Even according to Rashi, that explains the heter of ukmi ilana based on hefsid, it is still not the same heter as our Mishnah, because again, ma'ashkin beis hashvachim is a malacha that is done both basado vakarem, and therefore it is more chomer. That there is a heter to ma'ashkin beis hashvachim is only, as we said before, b'shitas harambam, because there is such a big hefsid that our banan were matter to ma'ashka, even though ma'ashka is more chomer than kishkosh. Still there is a heter. By kishkosh, since the hefsid is not such a big hefsid, the heter is only because kishkosh is not as chomer, based on the fact that kishkosh is not an avodah shabasadeh v'shabakerem. And so too we find in Rashi in Avodah Zarah daf nun amud beis with the Yomaschol Mezamin. Now let's go on to the next sugya, which is the Gemara on amud beis, which discusses the halacha of Tesefa Shvias. That not only is one not allowed to do malacha on Shvias itself, but so too one is not allowed to do malacha from before Shvias. The Gemara explains that the makar of Tesefa Shvias is either from a drasha, from the pasuk of Bacharish Vakater Tishvais, that from there we learn out that there is a chiyuv of Tesefa Shvias, or, as the Gemara explains, based on a halacha Meishim Sinai, it teaches us a chiyuv of teisaf hashvius. The Gemara explains that the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai teaches us that there is a chiyuv of teisaf hashvius 30 days before shvius. 30 days before shvius, one is mechuyev b'teisaf hashvius. That is as far as the hochas is concerned. But now one has to know, as far as the drasha of the pasuk of Bacharesh v'katzer tishbais, do we say the Bacharesh v'katzer tishbais teaches us a chiyuv teisaf hashvius from 30 days before shvius, just like the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, or do we say that the drasha of Bacharesh v'katzer tishbais is even more than 30 days? Even more than 30 days, there is a chiyuv of teisaf hashvius, one is mechuyev to make sure that he is not chayrish in a way that his charisha will affect shvius. In the Rishonim, one sees that even as far as the drasha of Bacharesh, Vakatzer, Tishbeis, we say that only 30 days before shvius is there a chiyuv of teisaf hashvius. In Rashi in Sukkot of Amadar Man Aleph, and so too in Rashi in Yivamas Pegimel Man Aleph, and so too in the Ramban and Ran in Rishon of Yidam Abbas. And if one looks carefully at Tesis and Naftar and Aleph, one sees as well that the Rishonim understand that even as far as the drasha of Bacharesh, Bakatzer, Tishbeis, the Chiyuv of Teisaf Shvius only starts 30 days before Shvius. Now to explain that we say that even as far as the drasha of Bacharesh, Bakatzer, Tishbeis, still the Chiyuv of Teisaf Shvius only begins 30 days before Shvius, we find a Machlekes HaRishonim. Rashi in Rishonah Daf Yom Beis explains that there is a chiyuv teisafes of 30 days before Shvius is based on the rule of Lamed Yom Bashana Choshev Kashana. A period of time of 30 days is considered like a year. And for that reason, there is a chiyuv to Moisef 30 days before Shvius. And for that reason, Rashi goes on to say that according to Rameir, who understands that even Yemechad Bashana is Chashav Kashana, even the period of one day, has a Chashivos of a year. According to Rameir, the Chiyuv Teisaf HaShvius is only one day. Because again, Rashi understands that from Bacharesh V'Katzer Tishbeis, we were not a Chiyuv Teisafes, and the Chiyuv Teisafes is comparative to what we are being Meisef onto. And since we are being Meisef onto a year, therefore there is a Chiyuv to Meisef in amount which is comparative to year, which is either 30 days, if one holds Shoishime Mashana Choshev Shana, according to Meir, Yemechad is enough, because again, Meir holds Yemechad Bashana is Choshev Shana. That is the Shita of Rashi. The Ramban and Ran and Sotu in Season Tesis explain that there is a Chiv of Shoishim Yoim is not based on that the Rashi says that there is a Chiv to Yemeisef a teisefes, which is comparative to the Iker. But rather, the Ramban and Ran explain that there is a chiyuv Lamed Yom is based on the fact that whatever is done teich Lamed Yom of Shvius is clearly helping out the field during Shnas HaShmitah. As the Rishonim explain, that whatever is done teich Shoshim Yom is moyo lehed yo Shvius. And that is why it is aser, for example, to be chayrish teich Lamed Yom of Shvius. Because again, if one is chayrish teich Lamed Yom of Shvius, that charisha is clearly helping out the field during Shnas HaShmitza. And that is the reason it is aser teich Lamed Yom. That is the shita of the Ramban and Ran and Tesis. Well, chayrish this machoikis Rishonim is a fundamental machoikis in how to understand Teisaf HaShvius. Do we say that the way Teisaf HaShvius works is that we extended Shvius 30 days before Shvius, and the 30-day period before Shvius is considered an extension of Shvius, which is a chayr of the Shita of Rashi, and for that reason Rashi understands that in order for us to extend Shvius, we can only extend Shvius to a time period which is comparative to Shvius itself, which again is Lamed Yom Bashana, which is Choshev Kashana. Or do we understand that the Chiyuv Teisaf HaShvius is not that we extend Shvius, and we say the period of 30 days before Shvius is as if it is Shvius itself, but rather there is an Isser to do things which are clearly helping out the Karka during Shnas HaShmitah. And for that reason there is a Chiyuv of Teisaf HaShvius in order to make sure that one is not helping out the Karka during Shnas HaShmitah. One has to make sure even before Shviya starts, that he is not doing something which will have repercussions on the karka b'shnas hashmitza. Uchir nafkemina, between Rashi and the other Yishenim is there a heter to be neitea in that 30-day period before Shemitah? If one understands like Rashi, that 30 days before Shemitah is already considered like Shemitah, just like one is not allowed to be neitea on Shemitah itself, so too one is not allowed to be neitea during that period of 30 days before Shemitah. On the other hand, if one understands, like the other Yishenim, that the Din Tosefes Shviyas is only that one cannot do something which will have repercussions on the Karka B'Shnas HaShemitah, there is no Esser to be Neteya in the period of 30 days before Shemitah, because that Neteya is not helping out the Karka during Shnas HaShemitah. And for that reason, one will be allowed to go and actually be Neteya during the 30-day period. L'chir this Machlekes has a tremendous nafkamina as far as the Pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara has a havamina, yochol yolka al Tosefes Shviyas. I would think that when it's Chayv Malkus on Tosefes Shviyas, which according to the Gemara's second Pshat is referring to if one does melacha during this period of 30 days before Shviyas. Tosefes says the following kasha, v'mtomer Malkus minolan. Why would I have thought that when it's Chayv Malkus for doing melacha during this 30-day period? V'alei leksiv b'Tosefes la'av el asei gredo. All one has is an assay of Bechoresh, Bechotzer, Tishrei, so there is no lav. So why would I think that there is Malkus during this period of Tosefes Shviyas? Tosfos answers Akasha as follows, that the Havamina is based on the fact the Ika Lememar, to me Bechoresh, Bechotzer, Mafkinan, Detzorech, Tosefes, Kuoimer, Shashviyas, Mascheles, Mishnas, Hashishas, Vecholdin, Shviyas, Yehoshishas. In other words, Tosfos explains that the Havamina of the Gemara is based on the fact that Bechoresh Vekotzer Tishrei teaches us that Shviyas started from before the seventh year, and we extended Shviyas. And therefore, I would have thought that just like one is Chayim Malkus during the Shnas HaShemitah itself, so too one should be Chayim Malkus even before Shnas HaShviyas, based on the fact that the Lamed Yom before Shemitah are an extension of Shemitah itself. That is how Tosfos explains the Havamina of our Gemara. But again, that Tosfos explains that the Lamed Yom before Shemitah are an extension of Shemitah is only if one understands like Rashi, that the Geder of Tosefes Shviyas is that we see the Lamed Yom before Shemitah as if they are Shemitah itself. On the other hand, according to the other Rishonim, that explain that the Isser of Tosefes Shviyas is because what he's doing on Tosefes Shviyas has repercussions for the karka during Shnas HaShemitah. Uchaya, one again has Tosfos Kasha Shver, that what was the Havamina that one should be Chayv Malkus, if the whole Chiyuv, the whole Isser, for one to do something that will have repercussions on Shviyas, is only Aser B'Isser Asei of Bechoresh V'Kotzer Tishbeis. So we find in the Ritva that the Ritva explains our Gemara differently. The Ritva brings down from Rashi that explains our Gemara as follows. That there is a tzad, that one should be Chayav Malkus, is not referring to the regular Malkus that one gets for being over a lav, but rather the Gemara is referring to Makas Mardus. As the Ritva says, Yolka Makas Mardus to Rabbanon, for that he was over on an assay. Now, let's take this Machlekes a step further. We find, as the Gemara brings down, that there is Machlekes b'Shamay u'b'Hillel. Admosai Chorshim Mesoda Iwan Erev Shviyas. B'Shamay Oimrim Kozman Shofel Pri u'b'Hillel Oimrim Ad Ha'atzeres. As the Gemara explains, that the Isser der Eisa was only Lamed Yom, and Rabbanan added on to the Isser der Eisa and said, either like B'Shamay, if it is no longer Yofel Pri, or like Pesilel, from Atzeres and on, one is no longer allowed to be Chirish. To explain that like Beishamai, from the time that it is no longer Yafa or Pri, one is no longer allowed to be Chirish, Rashi explains, Dimikan ve'ilach, have kemesakim perishvias. From that point of time and on, since it is no longer Yafa or Pri, meaning it's no longer Yafa or Perish Yagadu Beshishis, it is as if the Charisha that he is doing is mesakim the Perish of Shvias itself. And so too we find in the Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph that explains like Beisola that it is Aser after Atzeres is based on the fact that from Atzeres and on the Harisha that he is doing is no longer for the purpose of Perishishis, and therefore we say that the Harisha that he is doing is being misaken the Peris of Shvias, and that is why it is Aser. So now, getting back to previous Malchik Sarishainim, again, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the Geder of Tosefta Shvias is that we extended Shvias to 30 days before Shemitah. And those 30 days are considered themselves Shvias. That the Rabbanan said, either like Beis Shammai, the one is only allowed to be Chirish, Kozman, Shafo, Pri, or like Beis Hillel, Ada, Atzeres, is a completely new halacha. Rabbanan did not extend Shvias, Ad HaTzeres, for example, like Beis Hillel. On the other hand, according to Ramban and Ran, that understand that the Yisoid Hadin of Tosefta Shvias that is learnt out from a Chorosh or a Kotzer Tishbeis is based on the fact that the Torah said that one is not allowed to do something that will have direct repercussions on Shvias, or Rabbanan said, was that they extended the halacha that was said in the Torah. Only Lamed Yom Kreid Meshvias do we say that one is not allowed to do something that will have repercussions on Shvias, as Rishonim explained, because only then is a Mayo a Hedjo a Shvias. Rabbanan went and said that even where it is not Mayo a Hedjo a Shvias, as long as what he's doing has some sort of repercussions for Shvias, that itself is enough of a reason to be Asim to Rabbanan. But again, it is not a completely new halacha. It is based on the halacha of Bacharish Vakotzer Tishbeis. The obvious kasha is that there's a seeming contradiction b'shitas HaTosfos. Again, we said before that Tosfos explains the Gemara's Havmin of Yochel Yoka al Tosefesh Rosh Hashanah is based on the fact that we extended Shvias till Amud Yom before Shvias, and the Amud Yom before Shvias are themselves considered like Shvias, and yet Tosfos on the Tarim Aleph explains that the Shir Amud Yom is based on the fact because Rabbanan were Omer, Rabbanan made an Omdina, that from Lamed Yom before Shvias, the Harisha that he does is Mahani or Shvias. So in other words, one sees in Tosfos that the Isser Lamed Yom before Shvias is based on the fact that what he's doing Lamed Yom before Shvias is having repercussions on the Karka during Shnas HaShemitah. V'chir, according to Tosfos, is Havana, that Lamed Yom Mishana is based on the fact that we extended Shvias till Lamed Yom before Shvias, even if what he's doing does not have repercussions on Shvias. One should not be allowed to do whatever one is not allowed to do during the year of Shemitah itself, 30 days before, because 30 days before themselves consider like Shemitah. Even if what he's doing will not have repercussions on the actual Karka B'Shnas HaShemitah. Before we answer this kasha, I'd like to say over the kasha of the Tereven and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. In the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara learns out that there is a lach of Mesif and Mechoa al Kedesh. For example, by Shabbos and Yontif, from our Pasek of Bachorish Uvakotzer Tishbeis, from that there is a lach of Tesef Shvias, we learn out so too there is a lach of Tesef Shabbos and Tesef Yontif. The obvious kash is, as the Tereven asks, on Tesef Shvias we only aser Melacha that actually helps for Shvias. We only ask for Malacha that has repercussions for Shvias, like we find in the Ramban and the Ritva according to Rabbeinu Tam. And yet, by Tosefta Shabbos, it is the exact opposite. On Tosefta Shabbos, there is no Isser for one to do something before Shabbos that will have repercussions on Shabbos. And yet, once one was Mekabel Tosefta Shabbos, there is a Chiyuv to be Noyig as if this Zman Tosefes is an extension of Shabbos itself. And he's also to do during this period of Tosefes whatever he's not allowed to do on Shabbos, even if what he's doing during this period of Tosefes will not have any repercussions on Shabbos whatsoever. So how can we pass we were now Tosefes Shabbos from Tosefes Shvias if the Din Tosefes Shabbos and the Din Tosefes Shvias are two completely different dinim? To answer the Tereven's kasha, we find in Ramosha, Negros Moshe, in Yerodei Echel, Kimmel, Simon, Kovlama, that says the following teretz. That we learn out from Tosefta Shvias to Tosefta Shabbos V'Yontif is because they are all one Yisoid. The Yisoid of Tosefta is as follows, that whatever one is not allowed to do during Shemitah itself, he is not allowed to do during the Zman of Tosefta. And so too by Shabbos. Whatever one is not allowed to do on Shabbos, one is not allowed to do during the Zman of Tosefes. That we say, that the only thing that one is not allowed to do during Tesefes is only if what he's doing will have repercussions on Shemitah, is because the only Isser on Shemitah itself is to do Melachos that have repercussions during Shnas HaShemitah. And therefore, what is the Aser is Man Tesefes Shvias is also only a Melacha that has repercussions during Shnas HaShemitah, similar to the Isser of Shnas HaShemitah itself. On the other hand, by Shabbos, that the Isser Melacha on Shabbos has nothing to do with the fact that what he's doing has repercussions on Shabbos, but rather it is an Isser on the person to do a Melacha, we extend that Isser to Tesefes, that so too one is not allowed to do a Melacha Bezman Tesefes, even if what he's doing has absolutely nothing to do with Shabbos. That is the Teretz of Rav Moshe. Now getting back to Tesefes, so Chaya, one can answer Tesefes as follows. Again, in Tesefes on the Gimel base, we see that the Gedder of Tesefes is that we extend it Shvias. On the other hand, on Tesefes on the Tavrim Aleph, one sees that the Isser is to do something that has repercussions for Shvias. According to Rav Moshe, the answer is that one needs both. One needs to see this man of Laman Yom before Shvias as an extension of Shvias. But again, even now that we see this man as an extension of Shvias, but one is only not allowed to do things that have repercussions on the Kaka Vishnas HaShemitah, just like the Isser during Shemitah itself. And therefore, even though we extend it Shvias, and we look as if these Lamed Yom, as if they're extension of Shvias, but still, the Karka is a Karka of Shnas Shishis. And therefore, if what he is doing has no repercussions for Shnas Shvias, he is not doing a Melacha that is Aser on Shnas Shvias itself. And for that reason, Tesis and the Tarim Aleph explains that the only Melacha that he is not allowed to do is only a Melacha that's Mahani for Shvias, only Melacha that has actual repercussions on the Karka during Shnas HaShvias. That is Zechariah, the Teret to Tesis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.